The last letter. My dear Margaret, you have probably finished reading this strange and terrible story now. It is the most frightening story that I have ever heard, but I must tell you what happened next. For some time, our ship was in danger from the thick ice. I was worried that the men might mutiny. They did not want to die so far from home. Frankenstein lay in bed. He was very ill. He was woken up by the sound of the men shouting happily. "They are shouting because we are returning to England," I explained. "I cannot take them into more danger. My men's lives are more important than the North Pole." "You may return," he said, "but I will remain here and seek out my enemy." He tried to stand, but he was too weak. He fell back onto the bed and closed his eyes. Our surgeon gave him some medicine, but he told me that Victor Frankenstein would soon be dead. I watched him sleeping. After a few hours, he opened his eyes. "I am going to die, Walton," he said weakly. "I want to see the end of the monster, and I want revenge. But I cannot ask you to stay any longer in this place. The monster is cruel and evil. He has killed my brother, my best friend, and my wife. I am afraid that he will kill more people. Farewell, Walton. Do not make the mistakes I have made. Another man may succeed, but I have failed." His voice became weaker as he spoke. Later he tried to speak again, but he couldn't. He simply pressed my hand and took his last breath. Victor Frankenstein was dead, and I wept for my friend. However, that is not the end of my tale. That night, I heard a sound coming from the cabin where the body of Frankenstein still lay. Margaret, you will not believe what I saw. The monster stood over the body of my friend. I have never seen anything so ugly and vile in all my life. His hair was black and long and hung over his face. His skin was yellow like that of a mummy. "Oh, dear and good Frankenstein," the monster moaned. "Please forgive me, and yet he is cold and cannot answer me." "Why do you ask forgiveness now?" I asked angrily. "If you had listened to reason, then Frankenstein would still be alive today." "My crimes are finished," the monster said. "I will not harm anyone else." "Yes, Frankenstein suffered, but I suffered too. I shall die, and I will no longer feel sad. Farewell. There is nothing left for me to do. I shall leave your ship immediately and go as far away as possible." With these words, the monster jumped through the cabin window and onto the raft below. He was soon carried away by the waves and lost to the darkness and the distance. Your brother, Robert.